The following is a production of cprundown.com. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this podcast are those of the individual and not of any affiliated companies. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rundown on Fun, a weekly podcast covering the Cedar Fair Entertainment Company, the amusement industry, and the business of fun. Here are your hosts, Karsten Anderson, Evan Schultz, and Kyle Hu.
Oh, hey, and yeah, we're back. We told you we were going to come to like pretty much like a part two episode, I guess, of of the podcast. And Evan and I here are currently at Cedar Point for their media day. We just got off of Top Thrill 2. We got to ride it a bunch of times.
Seven times so far.
Yeah, seven times. And what did you think?
It's nuts. It's so good. It is so good. I don't know. I don't know where it ranks. I don't know really my full thoughts on it yet, but it is so good.
Dare I say better than the OG that used to be here? Like,
I'll hear an argument for both. The original and this ride do different things well, and this just it. There's a lot. it in a short ride, it throws a lot at you.
Yes. No. I definitely agree. You know, it's you know, the launch. You know, the first launch, you're like, okay, cool. You know, it's not so bad and everything. And then once you go backwards, you know, at the 101 miles an hour, which is kind of crazy because,
oh my god, it's nuts.
I was trying to think. I was like, you know, 101 miles an hour backwards, and because like I've never really gone backwards that fast. And just riding the very back row with you or whatever, like, you have your coat on because it's a balmy 38 degrees outside when, you know, we get to ride. It's definitely warming up now. But anyway, the wind and the crazy forces and the direction and the airtime on the top of the spike, like, wow.
It's so floaty. They're sending a train right now.
It is very floaty, so you'll hear that in the background right now. There is a little bit of a downtime right now because, you know, Tony actually knew that we were going to record a part of our podcast. So they were like, "We're going to give the ride a break for an hour."
No, they did a scheduled media downtime. Other than that, though,
yes,
it has not broken down once.
It has been, yes.
So, to all you haters out there, it's fine. Zamperla got it right for now.
Right.
You know, there will be still issues opening. There it goes again.
It's currently going over the top hat. And there it goes.
I really hope the microphone actually picked that up.
It is actually picking it up. Yep. You can hear the roar. It does. It's interesting because when we first heard it launch, when we were checking in, you could hear, like with the original, you could hear obviously the cables and the big whiny
motor
sound and stuff and everything. And you really couldn't hear, I guess, the track sound that this makes. And so now that there's no extra, like, sounds, per se, you don't have the motor sound or anything like that.
And the LSMs are
they're pretty quiet.
They make noise, but they're a lot more quiet than I really expected them to be.
Yeah, yeah. You can hear it's got a nice roar to the towers. So I'm curious to see if, you know, we're all the way by Steel Vengeance or at the front of the, like, maybe towards the front of the park, if you can hear, you know, hear it launch, you'd be like, oh,
especially when the park is alive and everything's running. If it,
right,
it's, yeah,
so yeah, I mean, nothing, everything is completely closed and it's quiet right now.
Yes.
And it'll also be interesting to see because the trees don't have any of the foliage right now, so because, you know, we're still coming into spring and things, yeah, are starting to bloom up and stuff, so
that might cut some of
that might cut some
bit
of it down, but yeah, so I'm over the moon. We talked about this being a dream, and we...
Especially since our first ride was at 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
Right, like, yeah. And not to be, you know, that guy, but we were the very...
on the first train.
Very first train, public train or whatever, so that was pretty cool.
That was.
You know, so...
We haven't ridden in the very front seat yet, but we did ride in the very back.
Yes, and we also haven't ridden and gotten our POV yet. We plan to do that.
By the time you're listening to this, we will have posted it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we're going to post this tomorrow. There's so much content going out on the page today that it'll
get lost.
It'll get lost in the Facebook algorithm that they like to do and everything.
So, I guess, well, first, just for those that aren't, you know, super familiar, I guess, with the ride yet. So, it's the reborn version of Top Thrill Dragster. It's a swing launch coaster. You launch 74 miles an hour. You go about, the front of the train reaches about half of the original tower.
Yes.
Then you go flying backwards at 101 miles an hour, which that part is,
it's insane.
Cannot understate how nuts that is when the magnets grab and you just go flying backwards. Then you go flying up the spike, probably between 350, 370 feet, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then you go flying down the spike, you get back up to that 120, the famous 120 miles an hour, and boy, do you fly over that original top hat. Fly.
Yeah.
I mean, there is sustained ejector air time the whole time. It is absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And then that's the ride, but, you know, it feels like a long ride.
It does.
You don't feel like there's anything lacking when you hit the brakes.
Yeah. I would agree. Like, and I love going, you know, backwards, you know, that 101 and then going up that spike. Because you literally, when you're going up on that spike, it's going up.
It just keeps
and then
going.
If you're in the very, like, we weren't even in the very back seat. But if you're in the very, very back seat, if you look over to the right, you can see Power Tower. The actual dome of Power Tower where you can see the little blinky light on the top of it. It's below you, which is friggin' crazy. And, you know, we talked about this and, you know, it just almost feels like it's a dream. It doesn't feel like, you know, this is reality and it feels like we're just in a dream.
I don't think I'll ever get used to this ride being here. I just, in a good way.
It's,
and, boy, the area around the ride, the thematic music when you pull out the station, and for those wondering, Baby, I'm Ready to Go is kind of back. It's
tied in.
Yes.
It pays homage to the old Baby, I'm Ready to Go in the station. It's not played in the station.
So when you come out of the station, there's this thematic music, like you're pulling up to the start line.
Gets all pumped up.
It gets you all pumped up, and then... You know, at the switch track happens, the music fades, and as the music fades, you hear "Baby, I'm Ready to Go" like out in the background, and then kind of out in the queue line, there's like a remixed version of it, like sort of kind of playing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I don't know. Part of me likes it. Part of me wishes it was the original still, but it's all good. It's all good.
And the thing is I think that. If anyone's trying to figure out kind of like how the volume is with that, if you watched, I think, the first video that the park released with the, hey, it's coming in 2024 kind of thing, the first teaser, and you hear the Baby I'm Ready to Go fade out in the background, and we're
it's
like,
kinda that
oh, time. It's kind of like that when you hear it from the start line.
But so taking the theming for what it is and not trying to compare it to the original, it's good. They did a really good job. Like, there's just music all over the midway.
Yep.
The tower lights are back to a degree, I guess. They're a little different now. They just blink four red, and then you go.
It's pretty much, if anyone follows, I know Justin that likes to watch F1, and also Kyle, who's not with us. He's down in Florida and couldn't join us.
It's nice to have a one up on him for once.
Yeah, right. Finally, we finally got some good stuff. But no, So those are actually like F1 lights. If anyone Googles F1 like racing lights or whatever, they blink red, 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 and then they just turn off. There's like literally,
and then you go.
So,
they don't do the arms down, head back, and hold on spiel anymore. But there is a sign on the launch Christmas tree that just says that. It's nice. Again, it pays homage without being too, you know, in your face about it. Like, you know, this is a new ride. This is a different ride. And boy, is it.
Right.
They're surprisingly, there's very little you can compare to this, to the original, to me. It really is two completely different ride experiences.
It really is. And for someone that says that, oh, well, you know, that's just the same ride, just different color and different name.
And no.
And you cannot count it. If you count coaster, your coaster counts.
This is
a brand new credit for sure.
Unbelievable.
You can't do that.
The trains look awesome.
I do have to say, you know, the midway's really, really cool. Like, they obviously kept the bleachers, and then they kept the freestyle stands and everything.
Actually updated the freestyle.
The freestyle stands are the push button, or not the push button, they're the touch screen buttons, which we talked about on our one of the last episodes.
The Eclipse episode.
Yeah. So that was a nice touch. They put some more graphics around in there and spruced it up a little bit. The bleachers pretty much look like the same as before. maybe they added some more fencing. I know that there used to be a walkway in front of the bleachers. That's gone. That's literally the whole entire ride area. So they took away a little bit of the walkway and stuff and everything. But that, and then also like the landscaping and all of the all the lighting and all the signs and things like that. If you go on to CP Rundown's Facebook page, we did a live stream and we also uploaded photos. Definitely check those out. You can see what it looks like at night because we were here at 4:30 in the morning. So I was like, oh, cool, night shots.
Our first like three rides were night rides.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, look, we were going up. I think we were going up the tower at the first launch, whatever. And I was like, oh, look at that, it's a sunrise is coming. Look at that.
It was so cold this morning that we joked that if there was ever a winter fest here, which there won't be, but if there was ever a winter fest here, this would be the ride to open because it was cold this morning and it was fine.
Yeah.
It was running great.
Yeah, it was running great, running flawlessly. I didn't see any
breakdowns.
Any rollbacks, extra rollbacks or anything like that. I know people, were clamoring for that and stuff, and like Evan said, you definitely fly over that.
There's no question you're making it over.
Yeah. You're flying for sure. Evan, you want to talk a little bit about the cool merchandise that we got to see inside the shop?
The CP Racing store's open today. We haven't bought anything yet, but there's a ton of new T-shirts and sweatshirts and jackets and, the shorts and pants. And I think my favorite T-shirt so far is there's one that the front of it says, "Baby, I'm ready to go." And then on the back it says, "Again." It's a very nice homage. There's so many nice shirts and there's more coming. We're talking to some of the merchandise people about, there's a lot more coming once the park opens.
There's
once
jackets,
the
there's thick jackets, there's like
there's
track
everything.
Jackets, there's
everything coming.
There's keychains, there's magnets, there's I don't
there's,
know if there's shot glasses,
pins,
but
there's
a lot of pins. There's actually some really cool pins that actually move the little top throw car down the track or whatever. So that's really, I thought that was really cool.
Yes. Yeah, there's so much. There's so much.
But again, go to the CP Rundown's Facebook page and check out everything there because you'll be able to see, I pretty much took a picture of everything. Evan, if you wanted a Top Thrill 2 chocolate bar.
Yeah, there's a chocolate bar in the shape of the train.
Yep.
God, there was a bunch of wonky stuff. A couple posters, socks, pajamas, keychains, stickers.
And what's crazy is there's a lot more coming too. There's like it's like really?
It's still the same gift shop, and as you guys probably know, it's a very small gift shop.
Yeah.
There's not a lot
it's
you
packed
can fit
to
in
the
there.
Gills. There,
it's
really
packed and there's a ton of stuff
it
in
is
there.
Packed
a ton
to the
of
gills.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah. No.
I guess we got to touch a little bit on the lockers.
Yes.
They did install some new lockers.
Yes.
There is definitely more than the original ride. Not like they filled up the plaza with lockers,
there's probably
more.
Like four or five rows of lockers, and then there's another back row that has lockers on top of that.
We could be really dorky and go over there and count, but
no.
I would guesstimate there's like 500 lockers.
Okay.
Maybe more.
All you got to
do
is count.
Quote me on that.
All you got to do is count like one. But they also have like kind of smaller lockers that they do. But then they also have bigger lockers too, which was kind of cool.
They have
too.
But more. But still, think bag size, not Steel Vengeance sized.
Right. Yeah. So I think we got the price on that, right? I mean, unless it changes or whatever from now and then, I think it's going to be what $3 for
it is
two
$3 for your first 2 hours, and then an additional 3 hours or an additional 2 hours will be $5. And this, I want to drive this point home because there is a lot of rides here that require lockers, and I don't think this is advertised a lot. They do have what they call an all day movable locker. So I believe they said it's $12.
Yes.
$12. And you pay that once, and as you move around the park and move stuff from locker to locker, I believe it's connected to your phone number, I believe is what you punch in. Or maybe it's just an 8-digit code.
I did it before, unless they changed it, because they had some new software on the actual there. It looks like it might be something of that nature, or...
At any rate, you go from, so say you ride Steel Vengeance, and you get your locker there. And then you want to go ride Top Thrill 2. So you go over to Top Thrill 2 and you punch in an 8-digit code, your phone number, 10-digit code, whatever it ends up being. And then it'll say, okay, we assigned you a locker. Now make your 4-digit code to get into the locker. So it's $12 and you can move it around all day. You could ride Vengeance, you could ride Top Thrill, you could ride Millennium, you could ride Gatekeeper, which Valraven, everything that requires lockers. So
yep.
Instead of paying the $3 every single time you want to ride something that requires lockers, you're just done. It's $12 flat rate. At Energylandia, when I was over in Poland, if you remember what, our third episode.
Yeah.
They have a system like that, and it works flawlessly. They are connected to wristbands, but it's the same idea. You go to a ride, you rent the locker, you end your rental, you go to another ride.
Yeah.
It works really, really well. So I highly suggest doing that instead of just $3.
And we were also talking. I mean, it kind of is... It sucks in a way, but I get it because it's like, you know what? This is a premium attraction, and I don't mind paying a premium price for a premium ride. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And if $3 is what we call a premium price, then I'm okay with that.
Right? So, I mean, you know, $3, put all your stuff in there. You don't have to worry about you losing your keys or your phone or anything of that nature.
You know, it's 20 bucks to ride Slingshot. This is a better ride than Slingshot.
Yeah.
It's more than that to ride, you know, any Alpine coaster if you're down in Tennessee. It's better than an Alpine coaster.
Yeah.
So, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good times.
Oh,
really is.
They also touched up the bathrooms over here by Magnum.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about that. I remember when we were, you know, we're like, oh, I wonder, you know, because... last year they did, you know, Gatekeeper bathrooms
by Boardwalk.
And we were like, but then we were stocking the webcams as much as we could see or whatever. And I was like, I don't see any like heavy trucks around the Gatekeeper area, the Magnum area. So I'm like, maybe not. I mean, it's expensive to get all that stuff done. It really is. If anyone's remodeled a house or anything like that, I mean, it really is expensive. So the first time Evan, like, literally we walk in at 4:30 and you're like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. And
nice surprise.
You're like, whoa, brand new bathroom.
Yeah, so that's a nice touch.
Yes, it was definitely needed, and it's nice to see that Cedar Point is continuing to maybe not update the outside of the bathroom, which is whatever, but it's nice to see that they're actually, you know, continuing
one by one. One by one.
Because it's a big, expensive project. And then also, if you bring in, like, a refillable, like, water bottle or something like that, they have a nice refillable water bottle station.
Nice new water bottle station.
Right outside the restroom where you can refill it and you'll be,
and it actually dispenses cold water.
Quote, unquote, ready to go. So, yeah. But,
Also, two more little touch-ups to this area. Well, one is the pretzel filler, is that the name of this pretzel stand? At least it used to be. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's now a nice...
Top throw pretzels!
Yeah. There's now a nice little, easy drink refill station. So, those of you with the drink plan, instead of waiting in line with all the pretzel people, there's now a little sidebar.
I love this.
Where you kind of, like, think like Farmhouse, how Farmhouse has its own outside drink stand that you don't have to go into Farmhouse and wait in line with the rest of the people getting food.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. Another thing is, and I know Karsten, when he live streamed earlier today, he mentioned it, there used to be a little merchandise stand, like kind of by Corkscrew's turn out of the station. That is now a ride photo booth, along with the original ride photo booth. And the thinking there is, we think, is since that's right next to the lockers, when you get off the ride, instead of having to run down to the lockers and then run all the way back down to where the ride photo booth is, you can now get off the ride, go to lockers, and very easily then go to the ride photo
and be like, oh, hey, I just rode and I got my number, and you're like, boom, boom. So it's kind of like almost like a photo express ish you know.
And then they do still have the original ride photo booth operating, so that's you know, if you have your friends holding your stuff, they can wait down there and it's, you know, here's your stuff, go look at your photo.
Yeah,
so that's really nice. Power Tower looks fabulous.
Oh, my gosh. Can we just see? Like, the blue looks amazing. The red looks amazing.
It has a nice new sign.
Yeah. With the new colors on it and everything. It doesn't have the old sign, which is nice.
And it looks like maybe we're also going to get the virtual wait time signs around the park, because we see one here at Magnum as we're sitting here.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, you can totally see, you know, it doesn't have all the safety stuff and everything, but it looks like what Kings Island had last weekend.
So
where it'll show you, you know, the ride time
and the fast lane,
and then
time
the fast lane. So I think, I don't quote me if I'm wrong, but I think they actually update those, because I know that they have like iPads in their...
The supervisors.
Yeah. So iPads I wonder if it'll just be like boop, boop, and, you know, something like that. So I remember they had the circle ones where they would just kind of move the time and it would say 15 minutes and, you know, they would circle it around or whatever.
We watched them get rid of the old one this morning.
Yeah. So it's nice. You know what? I'm happy for this and I can't wait because it'll be... Maybe it'll improve the wait times and stuff because it's not like boom. It's like if it is with the iPad and the supervisor, you know, uses the iPad, it's like, oh, okay, boom, boom, and
it's
that's
easier.
It's not as
having
you don't have
call.
To call somebody at the entrance and
yeah, and,
you know.
And then somebody at entrance having to call the ride center.
Although
yada,
maybe
yada,
not,
yada.
Maybe someone at the entrance has to push a button and change the thing.
At
like
any
that,
rate, but. And I think that'll be easier for the app to update too, because then it's connected virtually,
yes.
And just mirroring what the virtual sign says.
Yeah.
So, I think that's. I mean, we're obviously giddy and excited, and
yeah.
It's like I said, the ride's closed right now for just a planned media shutdown, and
yep.
Then that's till 11, and then at 11 we also get food at Backbeat. You know, I'll talk about that the next episode.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably all Top Thrill
themed,
and
then we're gonna go ride till 1 o'clock and probably get another 5 or 6 rides in.
Yeah, I would assume at least something like that.
So, at any rate, if you're not signed up for a pass holder day, do that, and if you are just not gonna come to a pass holder day, you better get your butt here for opening day because it's amazing. It's so worth it. It you know.
It's just nice to be back in the park and
yeah.
Know that, you know, you've got, like, you could have a really crappy day at work and or just a really crappy day just in general, and you just need, like,
park.
An out for, you know, just a vent or an out or something. Sometimes that's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm blessed to, like, live pretty close to the park to where I could be like, you know what, I'm having a bad day. I'm going to the park just to... Go use my meal plan and maybe now get an icy, you know?
Yeah. And ride Top Thrill 2.
And ride Top Thrill 2 and, you know, just kind of hang out in the park and whatever. But, yeah, May 4th is opening day. It's, currently, where we're recording is on Thursday, so 9 days until opening day. So,
yes.
Very exciting. We're in single digits.
Yeah. Can't,
so.
And like we said at the top of the show, dare we say better than the original?
Yeah.
Dare we say. You know, I might kind of piss people off with saying this to end, but... even the incident aside, I think doing this to Top Thrill was the right move regardless.
Yeah.
This, it obviously, it's already improved reliability. It completely, it more than enhanced the ride experience. Yes, we'll all miss that 0 to 120 launch, but
yep.
Aside from that, everything else about the ride
you
is
get
so
a lot,
much better.
You get a lot more bang for your buck.
Yes, yes,
a
you
lot,
do.
You know.
And the ride, the wait times are going to be shorter because, boy, we could just see from what
oh
we're seeing
gosh.
Today, when they're running 3 trains, it's going to absolutely just let's run through people.
Yep.
This is going to be one of the highest capacity rides in the park.
All right, Evan, well, you want to close this and then I'll close this out?
Yeah. So, as always, thanks for listening. I guess to part 2 of our last episode. We're going to go eat. You know, I like that. Thanks for listening. Be kind to your ride ops. See you on the midway.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for listening. And make sure that you share this podcast with all your friends. And make sure to rate us. Thanks, guys, for listening. Take it away, Justin.
Thank you for listening to the Rundown on Fun. Be sure to follow us on social media to stay up to date on all things Cedar Fair. As always, be kind to your ride operators, and we will see you on the midway. Good night.